The Japanese have a saying, Toki no tatsu wa yana yori hayai. The passing of time is as swift as the flight of an arrow. Indeed, many serious-minded children of God and servants in his kingdom have had this experience that before you know it, 40, 50, 60 years are gone, and you don't know where this time went all that quickly. Because the world in which we live is evil, as St. Paul emphasizes in this text. And because God has shed the light of his gospel in our hearts, therefore St. Paul exhorts the Christian readers in Ephesus in this text to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming or bowing out the time, because the days are evil, he says. It is significant that the apostle in this text equates the bowing out of the time with walking circumspectly before the Lord as wise men and not as fools. Can you imagine a captive of a warrior band of Indians in colonial America, given the opportunity to win his freedom by successfully running the gauntlet of two lines of warriors with war clubs and hatchets, each with one chance to take a swing at him, but if he survives to the end of the line, he goes free. Can you imagine, I say, a man in that kind of a predicament, swaggering down the causeway between those two rows of warriors as if he had all day to make that 50-foot sprint? I know. He would know what it meant to be circumspect, to walk on both sides when each war club was aimed for his head. But above all, speed would be of the essence. Speed. Bowing out for 3 seconds that he had to make it from one end of the dangerous alley to the other. And so it is with us Christians. We run a gauntlet in this life. We walk down a very difficult path between forces of evil, and it is necessary that we step swiftly and nimbly, looking about us to see the dangers that would assail us. And this is what St. Paul means by bowing out the time and walking circumspectly in this life, because the days are evil. And with those words, the apostle already reminds us why it is so important to bow out the time, for the days are evil, and we do not have much grace in this world to serve the Lord Jesus in gratitude for the enormous blessings he has showered upon us. But much more importantly, we don't have much time of grace to go out and bring in others so that they too might share in this redeeming knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But not only that, how do we redeem that time? How do we best buy out the time that we have? St. Paul emphasizes here that we should not be drunken with wine, because that is excess, that's debauchery. But rather, we should speak to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. In other words, we redeem the time when we encourage each other in the spiritual dimension. We redeem the time when we don't fritter away the spare time that we have in the presence of this life. We redeem the time when we are about our Father's business. I was very much struck some years ago when a visiting dignitary from one of our pastoral churches visited in America and made the circuit of many of our congregations, talking to pastors and congregations. And when I asked, what is the one thing that really impresses you most, you know the answer I got? What impresses me most is something quite disturbing, I was told, because so many pastors think that the first thing you have to do is take you down to the restroom in the basement, to the bar, and refresh your spirit. That gives us something to talk about. How we Americans have inadvertently permitted the spiritual emphasis to slip from our grasp, and we have become sort of quasi secularized even in our spiritual life together. St. Paul exhorts us to be attentive to the spiritual interrelationship, and that is the way we can buy out the time that we have in this world to serve Him. My dear friends, let us not be careening down the corridors of time like so many people do, but let us be attentive to buy out this time in service for the Lord and in mutual edification and strengthening for His service. My dear young friends, for the sake of your ministry, redeem the time. For the sake of your own study, which will equip you more amply to carry out that ministry, for becoming better equipped servants of Jesus Christ, buy out the time. For the sake of the many unreached blood-bought souls, buy out the time. I implore you, for the sake of the love of Jesus Christ, buy out the time, and walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, knowing what the will of the Lord is for you and for your ministry. Amen.